We're back here on Giants.com. My name is John Schmelke, and today's Giants Insider is Pat Curran of Sirius NFL Radio and CBS Sports. Pat, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure. Love coming to Giants. First stop on the training camp tour. Why not start with the world champs?
All right, let's start with a pretty broad question then. Yep. When you look at this Giants roster and the team, do you see the team that was 7-7 in week 14, or do you see the team that had that six-game streak and won a Super Bowl?
I think it's closer to the team that was successful at the end, and I spent some time with Eli this morning. Very impressed with how calm he is and how he understands how he's got to get some young receivers ready to go here, but he's done that before. When Plax left and Amani Toomer retired, he was able to raise the receivers right. I know he's very focused on that. My concern here, but it's not as much as it is for other teams, is the lack of practice time these guys are getting. And I think in your case for the Giants, it's the offense. You're trying to break in a tight end, trying to break in a rookie running back, and you're trying to get a young receiver in Reuben Randle up and running while Hakeem's out.
Well, I should ask you then, the Giants' top two picks, obviously David Wilson in round one, Reuben Randle in round two. How quickly do you think these two players are going to be able to make an impact in what's notoriously a complicated Kevin Gilbride offense?
You know, I think the challenge is on Kevin. I think without Brandon Jacobs here and Bradshaw's history of not being able to go all the time, you're going to have to get David ready. So every good coach, and I've known Kevin since he was 20 years old, he will modify some things to make sure he can get David on the football field. And that probably is going to come in limiting some of the protection calls to get David on the field. But I also spent time with David this morning. I never knew he was a 53-foot triple jumper.
He's a great kid, too.
He's a world-class athlete, and you've got to get him on the field. I can't wait to watch practice today, see his hands. I want to see him catch the football. If he's comfortable catching the football, now you can get into scat protections, five men, and get him out, because he might serve a bigger purpose releasing out of the backfield free than standing in there trying to pick up a blitzer.
Now, once Nix gets back, obviously you'll move Victor Cruz into the slot where he was so effective last year. Do you see Reuben Randle as that third guy that comes in outside, or do you see more of a veteran like Hickson taking that role early on?
I think early on. Now, Reuben's getting a lot of reps in practice, which is going to be great for this next 15 practice is here in Albany, but at the end of the day, being ready, and Eli told me he thought he was farther along than a lot of young receivers that have come here before, but at the end of the day, I think the older veterans, that experience they have over the last few years is going to help them.
You mentioned bringing in a tight end, that's Martellus Bennett. Yeah. We don't know the physical talent this guy has, can never put it together in Dallas. What does he need to do to become a more effective and consistent wide receiver?
You know, tight end. For me, you know, he hasn't proven that he's going to do it, and I found it a very interesting selection by the Giants to go out and get him. He really never had great production against the Giants. So, is he the run-blocking tight end to create the edge to get the running game going again, the 32nd ranked running game, although I minimize that stat. I don't think it's important. I think he's going to struggle to be an impact tight end that Jake Ballard was for you. So there's an interesting project, but I would never challenge Jerry Reese, because every time I think he's made a crazy decision on a personnel group, and he's right every time. So can't wait to talk to him later today.
All right, quickly on the defense, Pat, before we say goodbye. We know about the defensive line. They can get to the passer. How about the secondary? They really struggled for the majority of the regular season. Like the rest of the team, turned it on in the postseason. How do you think that a comeback this year, Terrell Thomas returning from that ACL?
First off, I think your team is about 60% sub-defense, which means you're a nickel or dime, more nickel than anything else, because you're a good offense. You score points. People have to play three wides against you a lot. And that puts two things in play. One, your pass rush, which is why I think you had great success down the stretch. You played against really good quarterbacks in playoff games who really need that guy to lead their football team, Matt Ryan, et cetera. So here comes that giant pass rush. But getting Terrell Thomas back, Prince Amukamara is going to be your third corner. You'll be a good nickel team. Where I think I have a question is big nickel, three safeties. Deion Grant played 80% of the plays last year, and teams with these flex tight ends and backs that can come out of the backfield and be real receivers, you like to play some big nickel against them because they might run the ball as well. So replacing Deion Grant, that's a camp question. I'm going to predict Deion Grant's back.
I would not be surprised by that either. Final question, in the division. Tough schedule for all the teams in the division playing the AFC North, NFC South. Do you see any team winning 11 games in this division? Are you going to have 10? Are you going to have two teams into the playoffs? Just one? What do you think?
I think, you know, and I had to do this for CBS.com, you know, preseason predictions are a joke in one sense. But when I looked at this division and your schedules, I could see two teams, 9-7, and then their head-to-head matchup breaking the tie.
I agree.
The division.
All right, Pat, we appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
Pat Curran, NFL insider for CBS Sports and Sirius NFL Radio. He'll be up here doing a show today from Giants training camp up in Albany. We'll see you next time.